Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we appreciate the connection between nature and philosophy depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 88, written by Nal Anduvanar. Set in the Kurunji landscape of mountain country, the poem speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, passing on a hidden message to the man listening nearby. Yamsei tolvinaik yevan pedutranai, varundal, vali, toli, yam sendru uraitanam, varuham, yelumadi, punarthirai kadalvilai amudam, peyarku yetra angu uruhi uhudal anjuval, udugan, தம்மோன் கொடுமை நம்வையின் ஏற்றி நயம் பெரிது உடமையின் தாங்கள் செல்லாது கண்ணீர் அருவியாக அழுமே தோழி அவர் பழம்முதிர் குன்றே. Even at first glance, the poem hints at the depth of its philosophical inquiry. The words Tol Vinay is the reason for this impression, for this means consequences of past actions and is intimately connected to the well-known concept of karma. The phrase uraitanam, varuham, yelumadi is full of energy and power, for it's packed with three verbs meaning rise, let us speak, come. The stuff of speeches that propels people who are lying broken to act with conviction. We encounter the phrase kadal vilai amudam, meaning ambrosia born of the sea. Any guesses as to what that might be? Mull on it for a while and we'll soon see. I smile to see the word kodumai, meaning cruelty, only because the word has lasted with the same meaning for over 2000 years. The word kodumai has taken a comical turn in the minds of Tamil movie fans and meme creators owing to its occurrence in Chandramukhi movie Enna Koduma Saravanan Idu. Moving on from that moment in the movies, we meet with the meaning of the verse. The man and lady have been in a love relationship for a while. One day when the man arrives for his tryst with the lady, the confidant, realizing he's in earshot, says to the lady, "Why suffer over these consequences of your past deeds, my friend? Do not be sad. Long may you live. Let us go and explain this pain ourselves. Rise." Like salt that ambrosia born from the wave-filled sea accepts the fall of rain and melts away, I fear the same fate will befall your health. Look, my friend, those fruit-showering hills in your lord's domain, owing to their great affection, unable to bear the cruelty of their lord towards us, seeing it as something done unto them, shed their tears as a cascade. With these words, she intends to convey to the man that the lady is in great suffering because the man is delaying his seeking a formal union with her. Delving deeper into the verse, let's unravel the hidden layers. As we discussed earlier, the poem talks about the concept of Tol Vinay or karma, as it's popularly called. This implies that in the past or past lives, one may have done wrong deeds and that is believed to add on to a debt in one's consciousness. Focusing on this philosophy, I see it as a way of explaining those random, unfortunate events that seem to occur for no reason in one's life. A way of consoling oneself, saying that it is meant to be. The other reason could be that it's a way to instill a sense of ethics in one's actions. A person will believe that any wrongdoing in this current life will affect them forever, and thereby that person will exercise caution and care in their dealings with the world. Turning from abstract reasons to this specific romance, we see that the confidant seems to call upon past deeds as the reason for the lady's suffering. It's her way of consoling the lady. What's powerful about this is that the confidant does not simply explain away the suffering as destiny and leave it there. She impresses upon the lady that she must rise from her sadness and speak her mind. She then brings forth a stunning simile. Remember that ambrosia born from the sea that we talked about earlier? You must have sensed by now that it is salt. The confidant talks about how salt born of the sea waters melts and disappears in the rains that pour, and similarly she fears the lady's health will melt in the downpour of her sadness. The confidant seems to say that the lady must not lie like the spread of salt, wallowing, doing nothing. Turning from far-off similes, the confidant brings the lady's attention to the hills in the distance, the hills with many fruit-bearing trees, which are the abode of her man. She then imbues them with compassion and declares that those cascades that pour down are in truth the tears the hills shed, seeing the cruelty of the man towards the lady. By mentioning the consequences of past deeds, underlining the fruit of one's actions, and finally saying that even those inert hills could feel the pain of the lady, the confidant weaves a well-plotted script to move the man in the right path and turn his attention to the long-lasting joy of a wedded union. Like the man, perhaps we too should heed this call to handle the hand of fate by living a life mindful of the consequences of one's actions. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.